Today's passage reading is Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them." Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, God of Answered Blessing, the third session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. Children of Sunday School, GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. King Josiah, the 16th king of the kingdom of Judah, made a full-scale religious reformation. Until then, both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah worshipped idols and did evil before God. Of course, even before the king Josiah, Asa and Hezekiah also tried to purify the religion. But Josiah is the one who fulfilled the revolutionary reformation. First, he made a covenant between God and the people. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 3 says, "The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into the covenant." Then he prohibited worshipping of Baal, Asherah, and Molech, which was prevalent among the people. Also, it destroyed abominable things before God, which were Gentile prophets, mediums, spiritists, and teraphim. He also resurrected the Passover, which had not been kept for hundreds of years. The Passover refers they kept it in a way that it hadn't been kept for hundreds of years since the time of the judges. There was an occasion through which Josiah came to begin the reformation. While they were repairing the damage to the temple, they found the Book of the Law. After hearing the words of the Book of the Law, he realized that Judah ignited the anger of God by not keeping what was written in the Book of the Law. This is when he began to fix the things that were against the will of God and turned the people to God. According to the word of God, when he found something that could bring about calamities to Judah, he removed it. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 2 says, "He did right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, nor did he turn aside to the right or to the left." So God lifted up King Josiah. God also showed his mercy to Judah. God protected Judah, so he didn't fall during the reign of King Josiah. I hope you will also find the original problem through this message and will resolve it. Beginning thousands of years ago, God the Father has given us many commandments. He gave us 66 books of the Bible through Jesus, prophets, and the apostles. Of course, the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus who was in Judea about 2,000 years ago are not with us physically. Also, it's been a long time since the Bible was written, but we can still understand it deeply and feel the love of God contained in the Word. It's because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is with us. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." During this hour, I hope you will listen to the message through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to find out the origin of your problems, and you will also have reformation in your life like King Josiah. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will change in a way that you will be commanded by God, saying that you are like David. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the last session, I explained about the original problem in two aspects. First is a wall of sin created by a grave sin, which means the sins leading to death. In sins, there are sins leading to death and sins not leading to death. Sins leading to death are grave sins. They can create a grave wall of sin against God, and you cannot repent unless God gives you the spirit of repentance, as in Hebrews chapter 6 and 10. And some sins cannot be repented of, cannot be forgiven at all. The blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. So first is a wall of sin created by a grave sin, and the second is a wall of sin built up not by grave sins but due to lack of love for God. If we love God, we will not make any, we cannot make any wall of sin against God. Because we don't love God, God loved us so much, but because we don't love God, we create this kind of wall of sin. In these cases, you cannot receive answers because you do not live by the Word of God and you disappoint God. Now I'm asking you some questions so that you can discover and realize what your fundamental problems are. In the last session, I talked about having a heart that could murder, even being a child of God. I also explained how to cast away such a heart if you have it. Murder is not just physically killing somebody with a knife or a gun or something. Abortion is also murder. And not only that, but to hate your brother is also murder. It is spiritual kind of murder. We can destroy a great part of the wall just by casting off this heart that can commit murder for other barriers resulting from envy, jealousy, judging, condemnation, hot tempers, and quarrels will be destroyed together with it. Because you hate others, these things are caused. These things arise. If you do not hate anybody, you won't be envious, jealous, or angry at somebody. So just if you cast away hatred, which means if you just cast away murder, many problems will be resolved. It's like when we pull out the main root, the little roots attached will all come out together. If we rid ourselves of heart that can commit murder, we become peacemakers who are meek and who serve others. We can please God this way. So we can also receive many answers to our prayers. Brothers and sisters, let me pause the second question. Have you ever had adulterous thoughts arise when you saw someone of the opposite sex who wasn't your spouse? When you have a wife or a husband, you shouldn't have such a mind when you see another person. Just try to think about it in thought, deeply in prayers. You will have your wife and husband You're married to this, your spouse, and why do you have to have somebody else, some other man or some other woman? Why do you have to have adulterous mind towards that man or woman? It's the same with young adults. Young people, they will marry somebody, and why do you have to have somebody else that who is going to be your spouse? And also, why do you even have to commit a sin in action? It's the same for single people. If you have adulterous mind, seeing somebody, although that person is somebody you neither love nor marry, it is not right. And such a wall of sin is something big. If you even if you commit a fornication before getting married, even for a person who, even with your fiance, it is not little sin. In Exodus 20:14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." This is the seventh command of the Ten Commandments. And the major commandments of all 66 books of the Bible, the summation of all the commandments is the Ten Commandments. And you shall not commit adultery is the seventh commandment. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 5 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." So what is the will of God? It is our sanctification. That is that you abstain from sexual immorality. If you have sexual immorality, sanctification is gone. That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Those Gentiles, they don't know God, they don't know judgment and punishment, and they just commit sins. We shouldn't be like the Gentiles. We shouldn't follow lustful passion like the Gentiles, because they don't know it. They don't know about punishment or hell or judgment, so they just do it. But we who have accepted Jesus Christ, the children of God, should never commit these works. God emphasizes holiness for His children. And thus, we have to cast off all adulterous desire and become God's children who are holy. Even though you do not show those sinful natures on the outside, God hates for His children to have such a mind in them. So that's why you should at least try to attend worship service, man among man and woman among women. And if you have, if you see somebody beautiful, oh, there's a beautiful woman, I want to sit next to her. You shouldn't have this kind of mind when you attend worship service. And even though you do not show those sinful natures on the outside, God hates His children having such a mind in them. Jesus said in Matthew 5:28, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Even though you do not commit the work of flesh with her, just by having this adulterous mind, having lust for her, it means you have already committed adultery in heart. So this is to violate the seventh commandment, telling us not to commit adultery. I'm not talking about those who have just accepted the Lord and who are trying to live by the word of God. I'm talking about those of you who listen to many messages and who know very well that it is not right to have such a mind as children of God. You have church titles and duties and have experienced so much in the church. You say you have faith and you love God. Yet you have not cast off lustful mindset like above. So this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes I receive repentance letters. Some people, they even have their children. "Please pray that I will get rid of my lust for women." They have their wives, they have their children, or they have their husbands, they also have children. And sometimes they are new believers, that they're asking for such a prayer, so. It's quite something difficult to understand, actually. The fundamental problem is that you do want to keep, and you do not want to cast away sins that God hates. And unless you cast away these sinful natures, how can God look at you? He wants holy children, sanctified children, perfect children. And if you still have these lustful heart, dirty, unclean heart, and if you want to keep it, not wanting to cast it away, and you ask for answers from God, and how can God answer you? You may get something according to your physical effort, but God cannot open the way of blessing from His side. Unless you change such an attitude, you will have an increasingly greater wall of sin as time goes by, and it will block the answers from coming. Of course, in today's world, many people say, how can we cast away even sinful thoughts? Some people even say that it is old-fashioned to love only one person, your wife or your husband. It is something like a trend nowadays among the Gentiles, among the unbelievers. And unless you have some, they consider you foolish if you don't have an affair. So let me ask you, husbands and wives, if your husband loves another, doesn't love another woman except you, is that old-fashioned? You think it's old-fashioned? No, it's such a good husband. It's a good and good-hearted husband. Can you say he is old-fashioned and foolish? The opposite. And if your wife doesn't have any affair, she doesn't love anybody else but you, husband, then is she a foolish wife? Is she an old-fashioned wife? No. It is good wife, good-hearted wife, loving her husband only. But I believe that none of you here will concur with such a statement. Let us think about the trend of the world today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4, later part says, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. As written, these people follow after pleasure and passion. They have to love God first, and they love pleasure more than they love God. And because of that, when they are dating somebody, they miss a Friday online service once or twice, and they just don't attend Friday online service anymore. They attend Wednesday service diligently, but they just barely. They attend Wednesday service only sometimes, and they quit praying, and it means they love pleasure, then they love God. They are losing the image of human beings. The culture of the world is lustful and immoral, and there are many temptations. Before TV was invented in Korea, was introduced in Korea, not many people were so defiled. And they learn so many bad things. They receive so many temptations through TV. In the 60s, we didn't have, only very rich people had TVs. Most people didn't have TVs at their homes, even in Seoul. I lived in Seoul, but there were few houses. Only rich people had TVs. Only in the 70s, black and white TV became common, and it was very rare to find a color TV. Only from 80s, we had color TV every home. But since then, crimes increased so much, and sins increased so much. And TV was like a leader
motivator of sins. So we shouldn't see what we shouldn't see, and we shouldn't hear what we shouldn't hear, and we shouldn't speak what we shouldn't speak. This is the good way. Then you can quickly become sanctified, go into Spirit and the Holy Spirit. The culture of the world is lustful and immoral, and there are many temptations. But we have to overcome the world as God's children and be able to be distinguished from the world. We have to cast away even the sins that we have in thought. It is a pitiful thing if you go against the will of God and forsake your beloved husband or wife because you cannot control your lust. And because of these things, so many families are broken. There are so many divorces. And because of this, children live a wretched life because of their parents. There are so many abortions, so many murders. On the other hand, if you can love your husband or wife wholeheartedly and trust each other, how beautiful it is in God's eyes. Today, we have many families like this in our church, so they are so thankful to me. Unless, if they hadn't come to this church, if they hadn't met, they say if we hadn't come here, if we hadn't met senior pastor, if you hadn't heard this word of truth, gospel of holiness, we would have committed suicide or we'd have divorced or something. But because we met this church, we came to this church, listened to this message, we became, we made a peaceful family with a happy. So that's why some people follow me. But other people outside, they may say, some of them are saying, oh, they follow the senior pastor like a god or something. They are following so much. But because you trust me and love me, that's why you are following me this way. Those who would like to slander, criticize others, they say, oh, they serve him like God. But you know, you serve the only God, God the Lord, and you serve Jesus Christ as your Savior. You don't follow me as a God. Also, if you have no lust in you, you'll be at peace because you don't have to struggle against it. You can be confident before God, so you can always pray boldly. It's the same with those who remain single. It is such a great blessing to keep your body and heart pure until you stand as a bride of the Lord. To meet our Lord, our bridegroom, we have to adorn ourselves as beautiful bride. And if we don't have the qualifications to be a beautiful bride, and if we defile ourselves with lust and adultery, how can we receive the Lord? God the Father will lift you high, both on earth and in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, I hope you will pray until you completely cast away every form of an adulterous mind. You can cast off the sins when you hate them from the heart. If you are filled with the fullness of the Spirit, you will realize how unclean an adulterous mind is. You will hate the fact that you have such a heart in you. If you have not been able to cast off an adulterous mind, I urge you to realize your original heart by the special grace of God given since the day of blessing. For example, if you learned something improper or immoral about sex at the earlier stage of your life, then you have to pull it out and change your feelings about it. You have to understand why you came to have such distorted thoughts about sex, then you have to change it and you have to cast it away. If you are doing something that you shouldn't be doing, then you have to understand why, and you shouldn't say, oh, the world is doing, the unbelievers are doing, all other people are doing, and all other people are going to hell, so you will follow them, and will you go to hell following them? You know the truth, and you know the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, you know there is punishment, so you shouldn't be acting like unbelievers. You have to go the way of heavenly kingdom. Or you might not have considered it a sin, having a wrong standard of judgment or lifestyle. However, from this time on, you can see everything by the standard of the truth. Even if you say you don't have such adulterous mind, I urge you to scrutinize your heart. When you look deep inside your heart, you may find such thought you didn't think existed. For example, some people say friends of opposite sex are more comfortable to associate with than those of same sex. Also, some of you have different attitudes, way of speech, and facial expressions when you meet with people of opposite sex. You should be more comfortable to associate with the same sex, men with men and women with women. It's more comfortable, but you should never have homosexuality. I know some people, those who came to receive my prayer for their disease after having homosexuality. I know quite a few of them. God doesn't heal them. As in the book, as in the Old Testament, we can see that it's so detestable and abominable before God. If they repented, they should be healed. But even after praying for 2-3 times, they're not healed. And God hates and abhors this homosexuality. I'm not saying all these things are originated from lust 100%. But you should still realize that you may consider it natural to have desire for somebody of the opposite sex, or you are not conscious about it. Now that you are children of God, I hope you, as God's children, will cast away sins that God hates. I urge you in the name of the Lord that you will destroy all the walls of sin by washing your heart with the water of the Word of God, and then ask for the answers with a white heart. There are many people who cannot receive answers because of these things. And you know the truth, and you are workers of God, and you commit works of flesh, sins in action, and that's why you don't receive answers. There are quite a few of you, some of them, faced with calamities and problems and businesses. And I know quite a few of them. I don't point it out to them directly, but I'm looking at them with so much pity. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, aren't you happy to clean your deep heart with the Word of God? And those who have cleaned their hearts with the Word of God, they are so happy. Now let me give you the third question. Don't you have, or have you not had, the desire to steal? Exodus chapter 20, verse 15 says, "You shall not steal." It is the 8th commandment among the 10 commandments. This is also very important. To steal is hated by God so much. To steal is to covet somebody else's possessions. At the background of this desire is the desire to take something which you did not earn. Even though you are not sure that you have no desire to steal, I hope you will check the deep part of your heart. For example, I have been emphasizing that it is the will of God not to have any monetary transactions between brothers in faith. When I opened the church in 1982, God emphasized these two things. Men and women shouldn't write a car loan, and there shouldn't be any monetary exchange between brothers in faith. At that time, I didn't understand why, but of course I proclaimed it because it's the Word of God and I taught them, but I didn't understand why. Maybe somebody, they can give a lift and something, but there shouldn't be any lending or borrowing money. But as I did my ministry, pastoral ministry, these things caused so many sins because they are riding a car alone by themselves. They have adulterous mind, and finally they commit adultery. And it's the same case with most of those people. Even if it's very rare to find people who have very clean heart riding a car together. And also because of lending and borrowing money among the brothers, it causes difficulty to the church and to your families. And I emphasize every year, but every year I saw these people, and it becomes difficult for both the lender and borrower. It's because they are disobeying the word of God. God has to turn his face away, and these people are just captured by the Satan is playing with these people. Nevertheless, some of you disobeyed and had great difficulties in your family and business. Proverbs 11:15 says, "He who is guarantor for a stranger will surely suffer for it. But he who hates being a guarantor is secure." So they'll have peace if they obey the word of God, but they cause hardship for themselves by disobeying. Some say, "Oh, my brother asks me to become a guarantor, to be a collateral, and he'll be my enemy or something." They'll have enmity. But what if it goes wrong after you become the guarantor? If your collateral is lost and your family is, you give your house as a collateral and your house is gone, and the husband-wife relationship is broken. And if that brother says, "I'll have enmity with you if you don't give me that," then what kind of love does he have? He doesn't have any love. He's causing difficulty to himself, and he's bringing in another brother into his own difficulty. So what kind of enmity will be there just because the other person is not becoming the guarantor, the surety? It means they are not even real brothers. If it turns out good, it's okay, but in most cases, it will not turn out well. Then why do you disobey knowing it when it's the word of God? It's because you are tempted, thinking you will get great profit and give it to God. Oh, if I help that person, if that business goes well, will be strength to the church and to the senior pastor. And there are many people who, in case of last year, most of you were like this. And could you really be tempted this way? Just because they wanted to help the church, help the senior pastor, is, of course, their selfish desire. It is to gain their own benefit. It wasn't really for the church, especially when they were disobeying the word that is preached. It is not for the church or the senior pastor. It is only an excuse. But if you truly love God, you will obey His word, especially the word preached from the altar here. And I tell you quite a few times a year, for the church or for the senior pastor, you should never be tempted by such a word. If they really are for the church and for the senior pastor, they will not say it. Also, you shouldn't be deceived by those people who say, "Oh, I love the church, I love senior pastor so much, my senior pastor loves me so much. I love him so much and he loves me so much." In most cases, these are lies. If they really love and if they are really loved by me, they won't say it. Just think about it. From 98 and 99, those who pretended to be loving me so much, and how did they act? They were saying, they'll become my right arm, or they'll become the waist, And how did they betray it? It's the same as last year, the year before. So you should never believe such words. If they really love me, they won't say it with their lips, just like that. So if you examine your deep heart, you realize that you disobey because you have desire to gain what is not earned. If you lend your money, and if it is not beneficial for you, you wouldn't do that. You might have had a truthful heart for the church and God in the beginning, but your heart might change at a later stage. Also, I have always explained that you have to walk the right way to succeed in your business. For 27 years, I always told you not to violate any law of the country, just to walk the right way. Even the small laws, you shouldn't break any of those, any of them. But sometimes, because you violate the law, sometimes I had to be in difficult situation quite a few times because you didn't walk the right way. The damage comes to me many times. And you have to cast away this original heart that you want, that you can violate any law. Nowadays, church associations, some people spread so many false rumors, and we are not shaken at all. So they spread some kind of new rumors about us. So I hear them from other countries. In other countries, they say a mommy church has so much money, and they spread and they buy people, and they buy branch churches in other countries. They're saying like we are buying churches and church members. And such a thing never happened. That cannot happen. Is there anybody who is bought by money here? There's none. We have never tempted, or we have never had any branch church that way. We never said we'll help you so become our branch church. We never said that. If we have money, we'll just build our own Canaan sanctuary. Because we are short of money and we cannot build it right now. And how can we buy church members with money? We've never said so. So there's people who are creating and spreading false rumors, and it is already spread all over the world. I heard it many times in other countries. Also, there was a newspaper article as if we are buying some land and building church in Bethlehem with some money. And we have a pastor from Israel. And who did we tempt with money? Who did we deceive with money? We have some North Korean defects in our church, many of them, and they have a meeting, and there was a female pastor who said, Mamin Church is buying people with money. Even those people. So that is why it is heretical. And one of the attendants, I don't know whether he is our church member or not, but he asked the question. Then if Reverend Jedok Lee is heretical, what is heretical about him? And the answer was, he's buying people with money. So he's our church member, and he has never done that. He has never bought anybody. And if he's helping the needy, it is something. They are in a difficult situation. They are in need, so he's helping. And how can it be heretical? Then that female pastor finally said she repented. She didn't know properly. And she apologized. So there are these many false rumors. It doesn't work whether criticize us this way or that way, or in many ways they criticize us, but it's not shaken, and they create some other new false rumors. And But still we are growing up, and God loves us so much. And, but I'm thankful that God is loving us more and more. And we are having more, increasingly more revival. Daniel was wrongfully accused, and he even went to lion's den. But he gave glory to God greatly. The enemy devil always tried to destroy us. But when we walk the right way, God will lift us up high, and he will lead us to the way of blessing. Jesus was crucified. Satan instigated, incited many evil people to crucify him. But he became the first fruit of resurrection. He became our Savior, and he became the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that is why we have to always walk the right way. How can you ask for God's blessing while you violate the law and do unrighteous things? This kind of attitude is also the desire to steal. I hope you will not overlook even the small things that happen around you in your everyday life. If you just take a pen or even a piece of paper from another person without permission, it is natural to have pricks of conscience. But if you have nothing like that, it means you have desire to steal. If you don't have any pricks of conscience, especially if you handle God's things at your disposal, it means you have great desire to steal. If you can steal something of the Lord God the Almighty, then how great a thief you are. Now let us find out the roots of these minds and pull them out completely. Then no matter how difficult your financial situation may be, you will never show any unrighteous act in any kind of temptation. You should understand how and when you got this kind of stealing mind. When did you first steal something? While in my whole life, I just took a persimmon, one or two. I always remember that. With my friends in a field trip, on a field trip. Along with them, I stole a one or two persimmon. It was in my elementary school, and I had great pricks of conscience after that. I didn't want to steal anything, even though we are not financially very well off. Even when we bought something, some noodles, we bought 40 of them, and when I came back home and counted, it was 41, so I gave one back. I don't know, it was maybe Pastor Myung, one of the three daughters. One of them went to give it back. Even when I was a new believer, when we were having a financial difficulty, I never coveted anything, a good house or anything that belonged to somebody else. So even from the beginning of the opening of the church, I never touched any offering of God given to the church. I rather gave my salary back to the church right away. That doesn't mean I will starve or be naked. God, in God's way, He fed me and He clothed me. At this time where it is difficult to find true faith and trust, I urge you to become a good steward of God, to whom God can entrust everything. Brothers and sisters, if you just cast away murder, adultery, and stealing, you can destroy the greatest part of the wall, the wall of sin between you and God. You can confess boldly that you love God And when you ask Him to answer your prayer, He will respond. But if you still have these hearts of untruth, God cannot be at ease with you because your desires may come out as great sins in temptations. Now I hope you will break down all these walls of sin and fill your heart with the love of God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will then receive answers that fall like sweet rain after long-lasting famine. Just break down these walls of sin one by one and cleanse your heart. Then your prayers will be answered so quickly. You will experience. You will see to yourself. If you have any sickness, it'll just go away. If you have any skin diseases, athlete's foot or any eczema or anything, if your heart is sanctified, all these things will go away. Itchiness. At the end of the book of Job, after Job repented, he became clean after repenting. Because if you don't have anything unclean in your heart, you won't have any skin troubles, dermatitis. All these things will go away. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Genesis chapter 35, God commands Jacob to go up to Bethel and build an altar. Bethel is the place where Jacob saw God in his dream while sleeping with a rock as his pillow. At that time, God made a first covenant with Jacob. He promised Jacob that he would give him the land of Canaan and countless descendants. Jacob put the rock that he used as his pillow as a pillar, anointed it, and made a vow before God. He said, if God would be with him until he would return to his father's house, this pillar would become the temple of God. Now Jacob went to Bethel according to the command of God and to fulfill his vow. Now he was not alone. He had many people, including his family, that he gained in Paddan Aram. Here, before he left, Jacob commanded his people one thing. Genesis 35, verse 2, latter part says, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and purify yourselves, and change your garments. In obedience, they gave Jacob their Gentile idols and earrings. Physically, it is Gentile idols, but in spiritual sense, it is all the things that you love God, you love more than you love God. Anything that you love more than God is idol. So Jacob then buried them under an oak tree near Shechem. After the purification, God protected Jacob and his party while en route to Bethel to arrive safely and to fulfill the commandment of God. When Jacob built an altar at Bethel, God appeared to Jacob once again. God reminded him of the first covenant made at Bethel and promised Jacob once again. This scene where God called Jacob to Bethel reminds us of our day of blessing. This is the time to purify ourselves, namely resolve our fundamental problems, and have the holy sanctuary in our heart and Canaan sanctuary and offer a beautiful worship before God. What is the reason that God gathered you under the name of Manmin? It's not just for giving you personal blessings. He has the plan to use you as His workers to achieve Canaan sanctuary, the grand sanctuary, world evangelism, and the outreach to our country. He called you so that you can get New Jerusalem, the city of glory, after fulfilling all the above. Now, is there any of you who has forgotten this promise by being disappointed at yourself, who changed very slowly? Why don't you just lay down all the things that God does not like under the oak tree? An oak tree symbolizes faith. I urge you to cast them away with faith and joy. God promised Abraham, gave him the covenant, and Abraham built an altar under the oak tree. Because when he saw all the fruits of oak tree, so many fruits, he was reminded of the covenant of God. There are some people, Koreans, who do not distinguish between oak tree and walnut tree. Another kind of oak tree, and that tree is short, and that But the oak tree is very big. It is so tall, and I saw it once, and maybe some 20 people can find shade. And the fruit is round, and it is big. It is like big grape. So, acorn tree and oak tree has big fruits, and the tree is very big, whereas acorn tree is much shorter, smaller, and the fruit is longer. So under the oak tree, Abraham grew his faith, increased his faith, thinking about the covenant with God. If you cast away all these things that God hates with faith and joy, then God will reaffirm His promises to us, namely the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary and the promise of New Jerusalem. He'll be able to give us all the comprehensive blessings. If you just cast away, get rid of these things from the origin, then you will see whether you will really receive the comprehensive blessings. He will guide us until everything is fulfilled. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will reach New Jerusalem by firmly trusting the love of God who met us when we were like Jacob, sleeping with a rock as a pillow, and guided us until today, and who never forgets His promises. Let's pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and faith. And let us pull out the evil from us, from our heart. Do you have any hatred in us? Do you have adulterous mind? Do you have heart to steal? Father God, all these original hearts, original sins, pull them out from the origin. Father, bless us and let us all cast them away from our heart and stand before you with confidence so we can receive all the answers to our prayers and also receive the blessings, our comprehensive blessings. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and your infirmities. And there are also too many prayer requests from other countries. It'll take a long time. But I still have to. Let us pray. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space-time. Bless all the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries members who attended the service through satellite all over the country, and all children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN viewers and Manmin TV viewers. And also there are many prayer requests from other countries. Father, lay your hands on their photos and answer to all the prayer requests and bless them. Father, answer to them. Pastor Kyung Tae-jung of Japan will have the 9th anniversary service on May 24th, Sunday, with speaker Pastor Dae Cho, and there will be a handkerchief crusade. Father, bless them. Give them good weather. Let many people gather. And let many sick people also attend and experience the most high power of creation. And let there be revival in the church. Father, be with the speaker. Give him more strength and power. And Pastor Wee Wei Jo of Malaysia is asking for prayer for the revival of Mindanao Church in East Malaysia. Let the persecuting power of darkness go away. Demetrio Rakhinan from Philippines, diabetes and complications, go away in the name of Jesus Christ. Go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Margarita Almao of Venezuela, Alzheimer's disease and bone cancer, light come, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Oonge of Mongolia, let his financial problem in the company be resolved. And Mon Hud of Mongolia, broken nose and facial bone on the left side, let it be healed, let it be healed quickly. And bless him, bless his father, lung and liver and heart problems. And Chen Ai-ling from neighboring country, give more blessing to Kang Lor Kindergarten, and in let there be a revival in the branch church and for family evangelization and spiritual and physical health. Yang Wan-fu had to have more love and for the family to be evangelized and to become more spiritual husband and wife. And Kang and Hua is asking for prayer for her husband, Wang Go-hua, for the economic financial problem to be resolved. Zhang Kang has for the family evangelization and to fulfill her duty. Xiong Fan has weak eyesight, the left eye. Liu Jianfeng, schizophrenia. Zhou Li has swollen fingers. Liu Shouwo wants to have greater faith to evangelize his hometown. Wei Guiqin to be able to walk well without help. Li Wei to receive a salvation of grace of salvation. Kim Jong Ye to for her spiritual eyes to open more clearly. Dao Gan Lin and hyperthyroidism and heart disease. Wang Chao to accept the Lord and get a good job, to work hard. And Chui Hai-ing for her family members to accept the Lord. Bai Wei Hui for the wallets of sin to be broken down and to give him more part of speech in spreading the gospel of holiness. Chen Ping has tumor in the breast, and Wei Han-dong also has inflammation in the uterus, and Kim Chul has wants to get good results in the work. Yo Di Moi has a broken hand, and Ha Jing-un, short-sightedness. One Hui Ming to have spiritual faith and gift of praising. Yi Jung-ja has her son, depression. Tae Sol-mei wants to be healed of depression. Liu Jin-fang to get a job where he can also keep the Sabbath holy. keep the Sunday holy on all walls of sins to be broken down. Chang Su Chin, for her grandson to grow up in the height. Go Won Chung to pay back all the debt. And Wang Yi to be able to repent thoroughly. Kim Jong Yun for her husband, for the darkness to go away from her husband. Park Jong Ho wants to have peace in the family, and Lee Jung Hee to quit the gambling completely, and for her husband to accept the Lord, Yun Song Won to keep the Sunday holy with the spiritual faith, Lee Jung Il, and for her daughter to get into college, Fan Su Chin, for the power of darkness to go away from his daughters and sons, and you shall go. Wants his son to be obedient to the parents. Ho Ran Jo has inflammation in the nose. Ho Yo Wang to be able to pay back all the debts. Father God, all the members, lay your hands on them, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Light, come, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. And make inside the mouth healthy, and all the voice, all kinds of germs and diseases go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away, all third stage, last stage cancers, all diseases go away. Dermatitis, all itchiness go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, loosen all the paralysis. Let them walk well. Lord, thank you. Give them prosperity throughout this week. And protect all the pastors, missionaries, and members in other countries. Protect them in all respects and bless them. Protect all the church vehicles and all church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. And give them prosperity throughout this week. Let them land but not bow. Let them become the head, not the tail. Give the jobs to jobless. Protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Protect and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses. Give them peace throughout this week and the week after that. Give them peace. Lord, thank you. And give them comprehensive blessings. Let them all break down all the walls of sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.